Apple's market capitalization rose to over $800 billion for the first time. The company's share price is up by 32% since the start of the year, buoyed in part by renewed investor interest in the tech industry amid doubts that boosts to the banking and manufacturing sectors promised by Donald Trump will come to fruition. The tech-heavy NASDAQ stock market index reached another high this week.
The first quarterly earnings report from Snap since it became a publicly listed company failed to impress. The social network made a net loss of $2.2 billion, but investors homed in on signs that the rate at which new users sign up is slowing. It had 166 million daily users in the first quarter, up by 5% from the previous quarter.
In a deal that consolidates its already tight grip on local broadcasting in America, Sinclair, which owns 173 television stations, agreed to buy Tribune Media, which owns 42, including WGN America, a national network based in Chicago. The Federal Communications Commission recently relaxed the rules on the ownership of local stations. Some think the $3.9 billion deal will concentrate too much power in one broadcaster.
Bill Clinton is to make a foray into fiction by writing a novel with the help of James Patterson, a best-selling author. Unusually, the book will be sold by the two publishers that represent Messrs. Clinton and Patterson. Titled The President Is Missing, it is due in the shops next year. Whether it will be as wild as the real-life intrigue in the White House remains to be seen.